the darkness of night, I hurriedly lowered my head as the rotor blades hit the dust before my eyes. Giants slid past me into the dark mouth of the Chinook that I ensured now had perfect communications. In less than 10 minutes, I would realize that I was the last man off a bird that would never fly again. I don't have much to say except this. These men did not hesitate to board a vessel, to risk their lives to save other men in dire need. Men and women around the world do this on a daily basis so that our families can live a free life. There's lots of hate in this country right now, and it makes me exceedingly sad. But I know we will ultimately prevail as a country and as a people. The ocean ebbs and flows, just as interactions and complications tend to do with other human beings. It's unfortunate that grim situations often bring us closer together. I fear this is true, and hope that we can find love with one another without such awful occurrences. On August 6th, 2011, a CH-47 Chinook became a fallen angel. 31 Americans lost their lives. U.S. Navy SEALs, support, comms guys, my friends, combat dog, air crew for the Army, our friends in Afghanistan that were helping us fight the battle, all lost their lives. It was a fallen angel. I remember the helicopter taking off over me. As I raced back to the compound and looked at my feed to see our boys saving the others, this is not what I saw. I saw flames. I heard fallen angel. And just like that, they were gone. Men, brothers, fathers, good men. They were alive 10 minutes before, and now I could see them burn. Fallen angel. I race back out. Return. Flight crew of 5. Their heads hung so low. Worry and fear in their eyes. They were gone. They muttered. They were gone. They were all gone. I said, I know. I saw it. I turned back. I hoped they'd tell me that it was the other bird. I hoped that it was the other bird. And I hoped that it wasn't any loss of life. But I hoped that it didn't hit our bird. But it did. I turned around slowly in shock to report what I had heard from and the rest is a blur. We carried these men, some body bags, 50 pounds, some 200. You never knew what you're gonna get. Blood-soaked body bags, what we carried into this. The sun slowly started creeping over the mountains as we loaded body by body into the back of the with our American flag hung high. After hours of this, we all stood as the door closed and the plane took off into the sunrise. While taps played, we saluted, covered in blood, tears rolling down our eyes, unsure of what just happened to all of us. Days and days passed, a blur like no other in my life. The most clear, blurry part of my life. 31 men, 31 heroes. I'm glad you're home. I'm glad we're safe because of you. Thank you for listening to this story. I didn't want to tell this story for me. I don't need to tell this story. I've told my story to friends that understand. I told it because we need to tell this story. We need to carry on this from generation to generation. These men, their stories need to be told. Like I said, their fathers, husbands, brothers, sons. I know that when it's my time, that I'd want my story told as well. It's the same reason we do the 31 miles for 31 heroes. We never forget. And we will never forget. And I hope the families find peace in hearing a little bit more of my story. And that's the only reason I share, is to carry on stories of these men, these giants, and to offer a different perspective. I don't need anything, and nor do I want anything. I just want you to listen and learn more about their story, and to notice and not miss that they, at a drop of a hat, went into direct fire to save their brethren without hesitation. Yes, I saw this. I saw so much that night in those days. We all did. But what stands out to me most, that makes me happy and brings a smile to my face right now, is the courage that they all displayed without even thinking. It gives me the courage to continue to share their story and stand up to everything I need to stand up and to continue to share their story. And I'm proud of them. They did so much for men they didn't even know. Whether your family, friends, or this is the first time you're hearing anything about these tragic events, I want you to know that is true. There are superheroes. And I was able to walk next to them. You were able to be their father, their mother, their brother, their sister, their son, their daughter. You knew a superhero. You raised a superhero. Man, it was real. I saw it. They lived it. And we sleep safely because of them. And despite all the chaos in this world, despite all the left versus right, there's good in the world, whether you see it or not, all over the world. So, share your story. Share your story with the intention to help others, and share your story, and share other people's story that can't share it any longer, and never, ever forget, and be happy that these men live their lives, and they are able to serve. I know they would do it all over again.